In the Beavers win this one. The final score of 3-1 with an empty netter late. Tom Ceratori joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks, pal.
Boy, that wing was hard work, wasn't it?
No, we had to grind it out, and it's going to make us better.
Well, that third period, you know, I thought, obviously you don't want to give up a goal like that.
Oh, gosh.
Couldn't be easy, right? But I thought the final 5 minutes, for sure, I mean, shutdown defense, they didn't get much of a chance at all, and you know they're playing for their season.
Well, no, but there was some anxiety throughout the third period right there, and I just thought we didn't cut the rink in half very good. I thought they made a lot of good plays on their entries, and they made it very hard on us.
That first period, I thought, was had a lot more pace than I was probably expecting for a game three. But then there's all the penalties, and that completely changed how that first period was playing out, didn't it?
No, Schulze, I thought the same. I thought we talked about the same thing. Well, you might have been in our coaches room when we were talking about it, but we were wondering the same thing, and we thought the pace was we really had good jump in that first.
You had some great goals off of great passing this weekend. In that first goal of the game, that was a great give and go zone entry by Ethan and Tyler.
No, exactly, and we talked about driving the net hard today. We didn't feel we drove the net very well yesterday. We thought Mitten saw a lot of the shots, and we just said we just got to drive the net. We got to try to make something happen in the blue, and they made a heck of a play.
I realize it's not in the rule, but were you wishing for a power play instead of a penalty shot there?
I could have called it. You know what? I talked to Travis for about 15 seconds on it, but you know what? As much as if there was 2.5 minutes to go in the game, I probably might have done that, Schulze, but I thought it was 6:08. You know what? You got Aaron Miller. Why not? You know, we went for it, and I debated on it, Schulze. I debated on it, but then obviously you sit there and say, gosh, if you don't score on the power play, we did knock off 2 minutes. But I just think, again, a 1-0, you got to take that 1-0 in that particular situation.
Well, you had a lot of power plays tonight, and you got a lot of shots, but finally able to convert. That was a heck of a play. I mean, he had a lot of space, but you got to convert those 5-on-3s, and Adam did that for you.
No question.
We will see you back here again next week, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, victorious tonight 3-1. He joins us on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.